Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And thank you for tuning in to catch another Saturday edition of The Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Hey, here we are.
How'd you like that intro?
I like it. Nice change. Nice change. See, 70s.
I'm learning something at my age. Now, I don't think anyone, I didn't tell anyone, I turned 50 last week.
Is that right?
I did.
Well, happy birthday. 50, yes. That's a big milestone.
It was, and my body
you
feels
youngster.
Like, what are you, 52 now, right?
I'm 52.
So we're putting it all out there on the show today.
Yeah, I totally outed myself on that. I'm almost 53, which is a real bummer.
When is your birthday?
A few months.
Oh, you're not going to tell us?
No.
You're like a woman, dude. You just don't want to give. You already gave your age. You might as well give us the date. Okay, so we got.
I'm not going to give you my weight either.
I don't even know my weight. It bounces up and down. I'm retaining water. That's what I'm doing. Okay, so.
Are you feeling bloated today?
I'm feeling bloated. All right, let's take care of some business. The Rock Shop is our sponsor this half hour. www.rock-shop, that's shoppe.com. Now, Marco and Helena Scapaticci run a great rock shop out there on Goffertson Road, North Territorial in Goffertson, at M14's exit 15. Just go north. It's a great place. They've got man-made stone products and natural stone products, and they have a lot of statuary, which is on sale right now. So get hold of them at the Rock Shop, and I think it's 455-5560, as I recall. I forgot to put the number in front of me, but a great place for stone pavers and rock walls and that kind of stuff. So,
is Derek Stone involved with this at all?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was a bad joke.
It was kind of good, dude. Nice.
Almost, not too bad?
Not too bad. It's Saturday. And we've got a whole agenda that I wanted to get to. But before we even get there, the news hit me driving up today to the station and just now. Israel.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's the Middle East is on fire. And how long before it becomes full-scale war? You know, I was thinking about, they keep saying the doctors, they talk to some doctor in the Palestinian territory saying, oh, it's just women and children coming in. Well, you know what? You people allow those Hamas guys to set up rockets in your neighborhood, knowing full well there's going to be a retaliatory airstrike.
Yeah.
They need to take responsibility as citizens themselves and say, we don't want you here. We got children. Get out. Go shoot your rockets off somewhere else.
Yeah, and stop electing Hamas as your representative government in the Gaza Strip. Yeah. I would think that would be a start. And Ban Ki-moon, this really outraged me. Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, he says Israel's playing too rough.
Yeah, nonsense.
So you have Hamas firing hundreds at this point, of rockets and mortars into Israel, and Israel is responding. You know, it's kind of like if I were to go up to a wall and start banging my head on this wall, and it caused my head to bruise and bleed, I'm blaming the wall.
Right.
And that's kind of what the Palestinians do. They start this stuff, and then a superior power, militarily and everything else, responds. They somehow act like it's none of their fault for initiating it. It's Israel's fault for responding. And you hear the propaganda that Israel has just bombarded the Gaza Strip, this little landlocked – well, not landlocked. They do have a coast with the Mediterranean. But this small area with almost, I think, 2 million people crammed in there. And they're just hitting it hard in these sorties and bombing it and pulverizing it. Like 120 Palestinians have been killed. If they were really bombing it and pulverizing it, it would be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, killed.
Yeah.
So these are pinpoint strikes trying to take out these rocket sites that a lot of them are buried underground, and a lot of them are put in residential areas on purpose. And right now, Hamas does not want a ceasefire. And the reason they don't, it's part of their propaganda process to get Palestinians killed.
Yep.
That is part of their standard operating procedure. Get their own people killed, because the people will never, ever blame Hamas, who they voted for. They're always going to blame Israel and the United States, which we give money to, but the Palestinians.
Yep.
So they can come over here and go to school and wear their fancy jeans. You know, anytime you watch the news clips, I know it sounds outrageous. Those people dress better than I do. It's like there's no economy there. It's all foreign aid. And you see them walking around besides the women, you know, that wear some that wear the, you know, the
burkas,
the goblin suits. Yeah. The clothes these people wear a lot of times are very stylish.
Sure.
And I'm thinking, I want to dress more like that.
Well, move to Palestine.
I know. I can get some foreign aid from the United States and the EU to do that.
You could put a little shoe polish in your hair and get a tan. You might be able to do it.
So anyway, Ban Ki-moon is what really – he's from South Korea. He's the UN Secretary General who says Israel is playing a little too rough.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, here's what bothers me. You know, with ISIS taking control of – chemical weapons, and now some low-grade uranium stuff.
That's
you know,
really
how
scary.
Long before they put a dirty bomb onto one of those rockets and launch it at Israel, and then you have a contaminated part of Tel Aviv.
Or detonate a dirty bomb in, say, Manhattan.
Yeah, I mean...
And with the border, you know, secured like it is, I guess we don't really have to worry too much about that stuff coming across. Hey, you know what the greatest oxymoron ever is?
Tell me.
Homeland Security.
Well, oddly enough, Derek, let's play track one, because the White House is doubling down, saying, well, the border's stronger than ever. Really? Let's listen.
While the president's hope, a request for $4 billion in funding could be the answer in finding a solution to this crisis, the U.S. Border Patrol Union is in disagreement. Now, the funding would reportedly be for more judges and legal aid to begin deportations, and also for detention facilities to house the influx of immigrants from Central America. But agents don't agree because none of the funding would even assist them in securing the border. On our evening newscast, Christian von Preissing speaks to the union to hear from their side.
Okay. So they're going to give $3.7 billion to Obama. The House is not, at this point, agreeing to do that. But if they give him the money, they're going to hire more judges to help with deportation hearings that 98% of the people scheduled won't even show up. So why do we need more judges if they're not going to show up for their hearings anyways? Once again, he's putting money where it doesn't belong.
Yeah, this is like we've said before, the analogy of the sinking ship. You've got this leak, and you're going to adjust the sails a little bit instead of fixing the leak.
Yeah. You know, when the guys on the line, the border agents, and their union are saying, this is nonsense, it's not working, and we discussed Charlie LaDuff's report not too long ago about, you know, freely running a jet ski across the river transporting people and nobody's doing anything to stop it, that border's not safer than it ever has been, and that's a complete and outright lie.
There's no credibility whatsoever in these discussions about securing the border. I will believe it when it happens. I am so over the top, fed up, hearing about little tweaks. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We need some money to do this to secure the border. Give me a break.
Right.
You know, 13 years past 9/11. It's been unsecured for the past, you know, relevant 40 years or longer when it really counted. Yeah. Any discussion about securing the border to me is an outright joke.
Yep. Well, on the Drift, I did put a link to a story this morning, and it's about, and this tells you the conspiracy and how deep and far this goes. The presidents of Mexico and Guatemala signed a deal to bring even more illegals to America. They shared a press conference on Monday to announce plans they would make it easier for Central Americans to travel through Mexico and reach the U.S. border. The plan would increase border checkpoints at the Mexico border with Guatemala and would provide illegal aliens a regional visitor's card, allowing them to travel through Mexico for 72 hours. What in God's name are they doing? They're just saying, yes, here's a pass, 72 hours, you got to travel 1,800 miles. How outrageous is that? Why is not Secretary Kerry saying, yeah, that's not cool. We're going to cut some aid to you. I'm sure we get – I don't know how much money we give Mexico, but I'm sure we do.
It's
– Where is the cojones, pardon the language, of the United States government to, number one, put an end to that or at least say something about it, and number two, get our Marine freed. They stuck him in jail after his hearing. They didn't give him the free pass to get out like we were hoping. Stand up for ourselves. What in God's name is happening? I just don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, the outrage that we are pounded with on a continuous basis is, I can't even comprehend it. You know what I mean? It's like, how is this possible? Are we living in the Twilight Zone?
It's exactly. It seems like we're in a movie and we can do nothing about it, and they're not doing anything about it.
I was going to say, too, you know, like these, what's the, you know, number you hear a lot about these kids, so-called kids coming across 50,000, 60,000 and growing?
It's over 300,000 now.
You know, that's like 30 divisions in army terms that we are invaded with.
Yes.
And, you know, Theron was talking, or a caller to Theron yesterday, I believe, was saying that he was seeing some clips of these so-called kids with full-grown beards, you know. In these centers. And the part that's really outrageous about that is most of them are women.
With the beards?
Yes. That's what really got to me.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on immigration or anything else that you as a listener wants to call in about. See you on the other side.
If you have never been to the Rock Shop on Godfredson Road, get ready to be amazed. You will have tons of fun and save tons of money. Call 734-455-5560. Come and explore the Rock Shop on Godfredson Road. You can see beautiful displays featuring our many available products of brick pavers, retaining walls, slate patios, fountains, and rock siding, as well as fireplace and landscape kits. Statuary is now on sale, and you can save up to 50% off of in-stock products or order from one of our many fine manufacturers of garden art. We will instruct you on proper installation for every product we sell for free. Bring the kids to see our Rockhound Room, a unique gift shop full of fossils, crystals, and gems. The Rock Shop is conveniently located just north of M14 at Exit 15. Call 734-455-5560 or go to www.rock-shop.com.
Max Marina in beautiful downtown Whitmore Lake and a new location in South Lyon is the place for all your boating needs. Boat and dock slip rentals, dock sales, and new boat sales. Sun Chaser pontoons, all powered with Yamaha outboards. Max Marina carries all your marine accessories. Max Marina is an authorized Yamaha repair facility. You can trust Max Marina to provide professional, certified repair service for all makes and models, from a basic tune-up to a complete engine rebuild. Come in now to get a summer startup for just $89.95. Max Marina is right off US 23 at Exit 53, or call 734-449-4706 to schedule your boat for pickup. That's 734-449-4706. For more information, visit maxmarina.com. That's maxmarina.com. Let Max Marina earn your business.
Warning. Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries when young athletes perform the same repetitive stressful motions over and over. Pitching, tennis, weight training, even long swimming workouts can cause overuse trauma that may require surgery. If your kids play and train hard, visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
Greetings, my name is Pastor Yule, host of Just Joshua. Just Joshua will be heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on WHAM. Come journey with us down Freedom's Highway as we discuss today's happenings from a Black conservative Judeo-Christian perspective. Every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., come journey down Freedom's Highway on Just Joshua.
No matter where you are across the globe, you can listen to Wham Talk 1600. In Southeast Michigan, keep us locked on your AM radio. But everywhere else, there's whamradio.com. All you need is a smartphone or computer. Just go to waamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen to all your favorite shows live. From Washington, D.C. to Burbank, California, New Orleans to Toronto, wherever you may be, Wham Radio is there.
Hey, Ron here reminding you to join me for the coolest music to be had in America today. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Hey, my neighbor's dog told me to do this show, and I'd advise you to dial in. We play a lot of cool music that you just can't get anyplace else. Check out the weak singing rock, the hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial strength rhythm and blues. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Cartwright! Cartwright! Cartwright!
Ban Ki-moon just called in and was responding to my criticism.
I got to make a correction, too, on my Rock Shop. I gave the wrong phone number. My memory's failing me.
Well, you're 50 now.
Rock Shop, 734-259-2694. Or you can email them, info@rock-shop.com. There you go. I made my correction. So we were talking about the border crossing, and you mentioned terrorism coming across the border.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's a no-brainer, isn't it? If you are out to get the United States, how can you not view this as a gift?
Yeah.
An opportunity that you can't refuse.
Yeah.
How?
What would it take for terrorists to take a boat to Guatemala or a flight to Guatemala, go to the border, get their 72-hour pass to cross through Mexico, and I'm sure a little couple bribes along the way, and they waltz right across the border into the United States?
You could ride a three-legged donkey with rabies right into the United States with
yes.
no problem.
Yes, with a sign Smooth. That says, come get me. And, you know, oddly enough, guess what they found at the border the other day? Prayer rug. Derek, do you have that track? I think he's got it. We're working the phone line.
Cartwright.
We got people calling in. Let me take this call from Jim in Dexter. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good, Jim.
Hey, so I just wanted to make kind of share some thoughts I've had over the past couple of days on the immigration thing, and so I've voted Republican for the past several years, but I've come to the realization that so we've got a government that's actually our enemy, and they're busing and flying. And by the way, I own my own business and I travel a lot. Currently, I'm working in Boston. And I've seen the effects of this. I've been at when you rent a car out of Boston, it stops at some of the mass transit stations. I see these people, these women with children. They're there. Apparently there were three or four plane loads that landed at Logan over the past few weeks. So I've come to the realization that the Democrats are obviously are our enemy, and the Republicans won't do a damn thing about this. So it's just a rhetorical question is, what do we do? Like, when do you start the revolution, right? I mean, how long do we just sit around and do nothing about this stuff? I mean, yeah. This is serious, serious stuff.
Yeah, we used to think the Republicans were the only game in town. Now there's nobody for us.
There's no game in town. That's right. And that's, like I said, over the past couple of weeks, or especially since this has been going on, I told my wife, I said, we're completely alone. There's nobody looking out for us as far as this government goes.
Yeah, the disillusionment is very hard to not take in and just throw your hands up and say the hell with it.
Yeah, but you got to have the gumption like the people in Murrieta.
Right.
And right here in Michigan, up in Vassar, there was plans to Wolverine Human Services. We're planning on shipping a bunch of illegals up there. I'm hoping the people in Vassar and the surrounding areas show up there, and I'll make that call to people right now. Show up when those buses come and turn them away. You know, protest. Because you know what? If you're going to come here legally, and let's follow the bloody rules. They need to be done right. You know, I'm fine with immigration. Get in line, fill out your paperwork, come in the right way.
And I think as a country, too, we need to allow immigrants in that we need Not because you're some refugee for whatever reason. Let's start playing smarter.
Yeah. Yeah, you want the best and the brightest. You don't want the poor huddled masses. Sorry.
We're done with
full
that.
With poor huddled masses.
Yeah. And on the so-called border, there is no border. There's geographic landmarks that right. people, you know, don't take seriously, like the Rio Grande River, you know, like the guy in the jet ski and the, you know, people just wading across. I mean, there's no border. Give me a break. So people that are, you know, rightly so complaining that, you know, the globalists want a borderless area. Well, we've already got that in effect, right?
Yep.
There's no real border. Give me a break.
Yeah. You got anything else, Jim?
No, thanks. I enjoyed the show. Thanks very much.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah. Great points, Jim. I mean, Jim nailed it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Let's take a call from John in Farmington. John, welcome to the show. Whoa.
He's John? Got us on speaker.
Okay, so let's put him on hold there, and maybe he'll come back. It's an absolute amazement to me that they can just walk in here, and very few people seem to be actually doing the protests like they did in Murrieta. I think across the country, people need to pay attention, find out where these drop-off points are, and stop it wholesale. These people are not going to go back.
No.
It doesn't make sense to me that I'm shipping them across the country and then giving them a date, or have they already given them a date, and then where are they going to go for this judge to have this hearing? And is the plan that they're all going to miss their dates, and that's okay? Let's just give them a ticket somewhere else so they don't make it.
If anybody believes that once we let them in and do all of this inoculation and counseling and God knows what else, that they're going back, I got the Brooklyn Bridge to sell you as well.
Yeah. Derek, do you have that track ready? All right, when we talked about terrorism across the border, let's listen to this.
American security contractors have found what they believe to be a Muslim prayer rug at the border. A member of the security team said the rug was found in an area that's a prime crossing from Yucca Springs over to Copper Canyon. And the reason they use that area is anything from plain old Mexicans and South Americans to cartels and anybody else is because Border Patrol is a high point lookout area where in the Coronado National Forest, tourists can come on up. The recent flood of illegal immigrants into the United States has caused concern that this trend is coinciding with an increase in people with links to terrorism that are illegally entering the country through the U.S. border.
There you go. So it's happening. It's already happening. You know, and they found Korans previously in the desert as well. So who knows how many have already come and are now working somewhere. Hanging out somewhere.
Yeah, and from a security standpoint, you have to assume the worst. You can't assume the best when it comes to securing this nation, especially at a border crossing through Arizona and Mexico and – or I'm sorry, Arizona and Texas. You have to assume that if it's unsecure, then the people who want to do us the most harm view that, like I said, as an opportunity and are going to exploit it. How could you not, unless you're like a real lazy Al-Qaeda person?
Right.
You know, like,
well, isn't that?
Well, I could go, but I'll just kick back and protest in Pakistan for a while, and then maybe I'll, you know.
Isn't that the crux of the matter with Democrats and liberals, though? They never look and assume the worst. They always assume the best in people. Those terrorists will sit down and talk with us afterward, and we can work something out. No, you can't. These people are animals. I mean, if you're talking about extremists, Muslim extremists, they're killing their own people over there. The Shias are being slaughtered by the Sunnis. They're blowing up Shia mosques.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now they're taking tombs of Jonah, I think it was, got broken into this week, and they're just smashing it up. That's history.
Right. Well, I mean, haven't we learned that the Al-Qaeda types, that mentality, they don't view us as human because we are the infidels. We are the non-believers, and per their dictates in their Quran, we are to be slaughtered. I mean, lied to, slaughtered, conned. However they can worm their way in here to bring us down is their mission per their Quran and their God.
Yeah, that's
their interpretation.
That's their interpretation.
And they're very vocal about it, very clear about it. So it's not as if I just made this up and I'm being, you know, what?
Anti-Muslim.
Yeah, or just crazy.
Yeah. All right, well, that's the hard break. We shall see you on the other side.
That went quick.
That went quick.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Jim Parisi. Republican Congressman Steve Stockman of Texas, livid, saying we have the cat watching the birdhouse. He's referring to Attorney General Eric Holder investigating Lois Lerner, formerly of the IRS, and her missing emails. More from the Blaze Radio's Ken Stevens.
He wants the former IRS boss arrested for contempt of Congress.
Their history of her actually goes way back to when she works at FEC, Federal Election Commission. Some argue that she was persecuting conservatives there, too. This is a long history of what appears to be belligerent, and quite frankly, she feels she's above the law.
Stockman with Fox's Megyn Kelly. Minnesota Republican Michelle Bachmann agrees you can't have the government investigating itself.
The Department of Justice has supposedly been investigating Lois Lerner. Investigating Lois Lerner? They didn't even know about the lost emails. They didn't even know about her hard drive that had supposedly crashed.
But rather than arrest Lerner, Bachmann tells Fox's Greta Van Susteren it'd be better to offer Lerner immunity in exchange for her testimony.
The Texas Attorney General saying illegal children, not all, is coming across the border, and he wants to do something about it.
Greg Abbott saying he'll sue the feds for allowing dangerous gang members to come across the border along with other illegals.
MS-13 members come in across the border who claim to be under the age of 18. They walk right up to Border Patrol agents, and Border Patrol agents can tell by the tattoos and other identifying information that they are MS-13 gang members, and they have to let them go. And as a result, they're being able to come in across the border illegally.
Abbott saying it's the president's fault.
Barack Obama is causing imminent harm and danger to the people in this country by turning his back on the border catastrophe that we're dealing with.
Abbott speaking on Fox News. I'm Kay Long, The Blaze News.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Retake Our Gov is hosting a candidates forum presentation Monday, July 14th. From District 42, Richard Perlberg and Dale Rogers. From District 47, Phil Campbell, Wendy Day, Harold Melton, and Henry Vaupel. Tom McMillan, who is running for Mike Rogers' seat, will also speak. This event takes place during the regular monthly meeting of Retake Our Gov Monday, July 14th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Shark Club, located at 1140 South Michigan Avenue in Howell. For more information, call 810-207-1867 or visit retakeourgov.com. The Salem Area Historical Society presents their 7th annual Country Fair featuring arts and crafts. It'll be Saturday, August 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Jarvis Stone School, 7991 North Territorial Road at Curtis Road. Browse and buy treasures from some truly outstanding local artists and crafters. Bring the family for an enjoyable, fun-filled day. The one-room historic Jarvis Stone School will be open for visitors, and there will be food, drinks, and snacks ready for purchase. There will also be a day-long bake sale to benefit the Salem Area Historical Society. New this year, there will be books both current and antique for sale. There will also be various demonstrations starting at 10 a.m. For crafters, spaces are still available. For more information, visit SAHS History.org. To review these events and others, you can always visit Wham's website at www.whamradio.com and click on Community Events.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Good to be here.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
Let's take care of a little business. The Current is the sponsor of this half hour. If you want to advertise in The Current, 734-629-6010, you can call me and advertise in The Current. It's a good way to get your business message out to people. 22,000 homes get The Current in the mailbox via the U.S. Post Office. And you also get your online edition for free. So it's a good way to get awareness of your business. Call me, 734-629-6010. The other thing I want to do is Don Miller gave us some information. In September, Saturday, September 6th, they're going to be doing the Washtenaw County Vietnam Veterans Chapter 310 annual pig roast. We didn't make it last year. Did you make it?
No.
I wanted to make it last year, and I just couldn't get out there. But Don Miller said this is going to happen Saturday, September 6th, so we'll help him out over the next month or so. And the hours are from 12 noon till 4 p.m. Cost is $10 per person, and you buy the tickets at the gate. So if you need to get some more information, you get hold of the Washtenaw County Vietnam Veterans Chapter 310. Good play. Well, let's try and make it this year.
Yeah, sounds like a great event.
Yeah, 12 to 4, it might be tough for us with the show, but maybe we'll run a best of and then go.
You never can tell.
Or can we do a live?
What was the $6 million? We got the technology.
Yeah, maybe we'll let Linda let us do a live show from the pig roast. That'd be kind of cool. Anyways, like she's going to come down the hall in a minute and give me the stink eye. All right, well, anyways, it's a thought. So we're talking the border.
At least you won't be wearing a hijab when she gives you the stink eye.
Burkas and
go to
oh, there it is.
Go to U of M for that.
Oh, she said yes. Maybe we can do it. That'd be awesome. Well, I'll get hold of Don Miller and we'll see if that's even a possibility, and maybe we can do that. That would be fun. So there is some backlash, and this is a hope. When Jim called earlier, he was feeling very disillusioned, as you said,
and wanted to express it, which was a good thing.
But the positive sign is that even some Democrats are now seeing the problem, and that Obama's not addressing the problem. It's not that he's not taking it seriously. I think he's taking it exactly the way he wants to. He didn't go to the border because he didn't want. He said it was politics. He didn't want to play politics and have a photo op while he's playing pool and drinking beer. And
he doesn't want visible proof of his failure.
Yes. Now, Congressman Cuellar, who's a Texas Democrat, is not happy about it. So this is one of the first Democrats, and he said now that he's had some blowback. Do you got that track ready, Derek? Track 3.
You know, when I saw that, it just really floored me, because if he's saying he's too busy to go down to the border, but you have time to drink a beer, play pool, the optics, I mean, just the appearance means that he's not paying attention to this humanitarian crisis. If you ask, and I've talked to some of my border community leaders, they're very, very upset that he can drink a beer, he can play pool, but he doesn't have time to travel 242 miles from Austin down to the border, or 500 miles from Dallas down there. After he finishes the fundraising, and I thank him for that, but he can get on Air Force One and be down there at the border pretty quickly if he wanted to.
Now, he won't be getting any fundraising, I think, any of his portion out of it anyways after that, because he's been on two or three times across the television land with his audio, and he's a little trouble with the administration right now.
Obama. No funds for you.
No funds for you.
President Obama, another oxymoron.
Yeah. It's true. He's out just fundraising instead of getting down to the border and seeing. And even with Rick Perry, who he did meet with, thank goodness, but Rick Perry said he wasn't really taking it serious and came away with nothing. I mean, that's a governor. He's not just a nobody. He's the governor of Texas. And I wonder why the governors of Texas and Arizona have not just called up. Don't they have their own state troops that they can bring down to the National Guard?
You know, I think there are certain laws where the federal government controls that border and the states would be in violation if they did this or that without the federal government's approval. I'm not sure. I mean, that's the gist of how I understand it.
I mean, I guess if I were governor, if it was that, then I would 100 yards away from the border, I would control. That's got to be state land, where I'm now on state land.
Yeah.
I'm just befuddled that Jan Brewer and Rick Perry have not called up state resources. And maybe it's not the National Guard, because that's a different body and operated by the federal government. But again, do something, anything. You know, put up a strand of razor wire at least, you know, and have somebody watch it.
Put some scarecrows up. Anything.
Scarecrows dressed as border agents.
There you go. It'd be better than what we've got, probably, you know, which is nothing.
Right. Well, I like that idea, dude. Let's put up some fake border agents all along the border, and they may think, ooh, we better go down the next.
Can you imagine?
I told you the Drake was bad. I hate the Drake.
I know. Everybody does. You know, can you imagine being a border agent, how depressing that would be? You know, okay, here comes Juan across the river. You spot them. You go and you get them. Catch and release is basically the outcome. And you just go do the same thing over and over. Or you get your head blown off. You know, so it's like boredom, routine, same old people. You know that it's just not going to change the next day or the day after that. Or there's a drug cartel person maybe going to take you out.
Right.
So you're either like absolutely terrified with adrenaline and reacting, or you're just going through the motions knowing the problem's not going to be solved until you collect your pension, and then you can just forget about it.
If you're lucky enough to collect
it. If you're lucky enough, yeah.
Let's take a call from Ken in Livonia. Ken, good to hear from you.
I was just going to say it's so important that we keep stressing the fact that Barack Obama invited these kids to come. He wants them here. He's not going to do a thing against them. You know, I keep hearing on different programs people talk about Barack Obama in the way of he's incompetent. You know, he just doesn't know what he's doing, and he's unthinking. Barack Obama knows exactly what he's doing. This is exactly in his plan, playbook.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, from the very beginning, he wanted to destroy this country. And it's amazing how many people still, to this day, try to give him excuses.
Yeah, I always love the calls we get from you because they're pointed and straightforward. And I believe this is not just sheer accident. I think he's probably already been on the horn with the president of Guatemala and the president of Mexico and their little collusive deal to get him across the border. And the memos show that they were contracting or putting out requests for proposal back in January to transport these people. So they knew it was coming. And it's not a very big step to say – they caused them to be coming.
Well, he did cause it this to happen. Barack Obama wanted this to happen. Barack Obama and his supporters caused this to happen. You know, there's just nothing else you can say. There again, Barack Obama hates this country. Barack Obama is doing everything he can to destroy this country.
And you know, what you're saying, Ken, is true because part of Barack Obama's plan that he, I believe, signed with executive order is to give these students and young people that are already here like a two-year amnesty.
The Dreamers.
Yeah, exactly. And so that bit of information based on that executive order was taken to Guatemala and Honduras and these other parts and said, hey, if you're a young person, you've got carte blanche entry free, get out of jail free card into the United States. So these people down there, a lot of them are illiterate. They're not sophisticated. They don't understand what the law is really supposed to be. And these smugglers are telling them, based on just generalities on this executive order, mm-hmm. that you come here, you're here to stay. And so you're going to have a better life. Part of it. That's part of what's happening. And that is Obama's fault.
Let's just not forget that while we're talking, these little children are going to become adults real fast. It doesn't take time for them to grow up.
Yeah, and some of them already are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of them are already over 14. Like we've used that statistic before. At Lackland Air Force Base, out of 1,000, 84% of them were over, 83% of them were over 14, and 80% of them were males.
Yeah, and when you're, like I say, a 16, 17-year-old growing up in the streets of Guatemala or Honduras, You're not some innocent little kid.
The other thing too is that
you're streetwise.
Well, the other problem too is one of the biggest problems we have here in America today, and it's not just from those from Mexico. We see this with Asians, and we see this from other countries as well. Their unwillingness to assimilate into the American culture, the American way, and if we keep bringing in people that have a commie way of thinking. Our country's going bye-bye real quick.
Yes, exactly.
Or the Islamists that come over here. That's what really blows me away. They flee their country from the Middle East or South Asia, and they come here and insist on establishing the cultural norms that they fled from.
Yes.
But they're not fleeing, though. Here's what you
have
to
understand. Well, that's true, too. Some of them are not.
Most of them are not fleeing. They're coming here to transform us. You know, we get the idea
right.
With the Middle East, we get the idea that, well, they're fleeing persecution. Well, excuse me, no, they're not.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a good point.
That's jihad, isn't it? That's soft jihad.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a long-term planning.
Well, you got to remember, a basic fundamental teaching of Islam is that they must believe in transforming any nation they occupy into an Islamic nation. So no matter what country they go to, they must do everything they can, underhandedly, but they must do everything they can to transform that country into an Islamic state.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, great points, Ken. We're going to go into a break.
And, France, Germany, there are England, they're already there.
Yeah. Europe's already gone. So when we come back, we'll take a call from Paul and maybe change gears a little bit. We'll see you on the other side.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Swimming is all about time. But I'm not the only one that knows what it's like to have life change in a fraction of a second. If your child gets meningococcal meningitis, every second counts. Because although rare, this disease could take a life in just 24 hours. Losing a child will change any parent's life. Speak to your child's healthcare provider about the meningococcal vaccine and join the Voices of Meningitis on Facebook. Because your child changes your life just by being in it.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you are a victim of identity theft, contact the IRS to help prevent any potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, identity theft protection is a top priority, and we are committed to assisting taxpayers who are victims. The IRS is also working with federal and local authorities to catch identity thieves. For more information, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Far from the city, where the Lorax roams free, is the home of the magical truffula trees. In a place you will love, with things you'll adore, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more.
I just like hearing you say it.
Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Pastor Sean Todd, the Rockin' Rev from Ignite Church. Join us every Sunday afternoon from 12 to 12:30 p.m. for The Intersection, where Christ crosses culture, as we discuss topics pertaining to faith, culture, politics, and Scripture. So join me, Pastor Sean of Ignite Church, on The Intersection every Sunday afternoon from 12 to 12:30 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're Catching the Drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And we're back, and we're going to take a call from Paul, who's been waiting patiently. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hi, I've got some common sense solutions for immigration.
Love to hear them. Bring them on, Paul.
You know, a basic fix for this country that both Republican and Democratic supporters should get behind is let's start with a moratorium on all immigration so this country can rebuild its workforce. Too much of our kids today are being in our state schools are being inundated with foreign students. We're not training our children to be engineers, to be doctors. All these people are coming here to be educated. We're educating the rest of the world. And what is that going to do for 20 or 30 years for our sons, daughters, our grandkids? Where is there going to be this workforce to support the middle class? You know, our Democratic Party has sold themselves out. Our Republican Party has sold themselves out. They're not even paying attention to what's going to happen over the next, you know, two or three generations and what this country is going to look like. Why don't we get back to saying, hey, you know, shut down immigration, no more work visas. I hate to do that, but we are failing as a nation, and no one is paying attention. This would be the greatest way to start the revolution. Hey, no more people coming in. I don't care if you build a wall on the border. I've been to Israel. I think it'd be a great idea. A new Hoover Dam type project.
Hey,
build
hey,
it from coast to coast.
Paul, I agree with some of what you're saying, and I just read an article recently that I think it's a majority, over 50% of employers are saying that there is a skills gap right now, and that American students and young people are not able to, they don't have the skills that employers need as we speak. And so I'm thinking that if we're going to have immigration, you know, just allow some of the skilled ones in, because I mean, what you're talking about is a serious problem, and I don't disagree with that at all. But the root of the problem is, you know, or the question is, why aren't our students learning these critical skills? And just shutting off immigration from the people that we need right now to fill that gap, I don't know if I think that might cause more problems than it solves.
It could. The problem goes back the 20, 30 years Paul's talking about. It's already here.
Right.
Because our universities have been pushing kids into women's studies, African-American studies, and people are getting degrees in art and soft issues.
Hobbies.
Soft, yes.
Hobbies.
Those are hobbies. You cannot earn a living on women's studies.
And
why do they even allow somebody to take and spend their money on a degree like that?
And as taxpayers, we subsidize that.
Yeah.
The University of Michigan, I think 50% roughly of their budget comes from us so that they can crank out people with majors that mean nothing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Paul.
Go ahead.
We subsidize these state universities.
Right.
And
yep.
These are foreign students that are coming in. I have nothing against them. Have outsmarted us. They know what to come here and get educated.
But see, that's it, though. Why are they so motivated? Why are they so disciplined to come here and take advantage of what we have? As Americans, we should be taking advantage of. And there's nobody holding a gun to any student's head saying, you can't become an engineer, you can't become a mathematician, you can't become a doctor or an accountant or a scientist of some sort. Why aren't our students rising up and taking advantage of what is so readily available to them? Why does it take someone from Pakistan and India and China coming here, like you said, becoming educated, and then going back and taking those skills with them to their country? Why is that?
That's because we as parents.
Parents, exactly.
And our teaching system, not just teachers, but the entire school system, is not promoting people to be motivated and to get those math degrees and those engineering degrees and to go that way. They're pushing the soft, touchy-feely things. You know, enough of the touchy-feely.
But how do you get parents to change and get their students to be motivated like people overseas in some of these almost third-world countries, how their parents create an environment of expectation for their kids?
I'll tell you.
Why don't we have that, and how do we get there?
I'll tell you how we get there. When this next generation is poor, destitute, homeless, they will finally tell their children,
we're the third
don't
world
be
country.
Like me. Go okay. Get an education that means something. That's what's going to – I hate to say it, but we got to hit rock bottom.
We've become a nation of Kelly Bundys.
but that's too late, fellas.
Yeah, you're right.
We're already in the race to the bottom. I mean, you're seeing it now. We have 2 or 3 million engineers in this country, and yet we're bringing in 2 to 4 million people on LB1 visas to come to this country and work for half the price that our current people get as engineers. I don't want to name names, but your automotive firms, your manufacturing companies that supply parts to them, they're bringing in people from all over the world, where we have probably a million engineers in the state of Michigan that could take these jobs. So it's they all say, oh, we're short of skilled people to come in. I think that's a bunch of BS, to be honest with you. I've never seen anybody
say I'll agree with you, Paul.
Maybe we're short of people.
Yeah,
I don't believe it.
You're
people unemployed. My neighbors are unemployed for 4 or 5 years. Why aren't we bringing back, you know, putting our own workforce to work instead of bringing in people from out of this country that, shouldn't have that privilege?
Right.
So you're saying Ahmed will come over from Pakistan and work for 50% of the pay that, you know, John from down the street will, who's been unemployed for five
yes.
years.
Yes. And they shouldn't do that because, you know what, I disagree with Rick Snyder when he says we need to bring in X number of 50,000. I can't remember what the number was, but he had a program to do that. And I thought to myself, what are you thinking? We do. It's exactly like Paul said. We've got people who are unemployed who have engineering degrees. Yes, they cost more money.
A lot of these people that are currently employed will be retiring, too, in the next, you know, the baby boomers. They'll be retiring in the next 5-10 years, and then we're going to really be hurting in theory.
Right. Well, Paul.
Hey, can I give you a good example?
Sure, go ahead.
I have a good friend here that lives in the community, the Plymouth community. About 3 years ago, he said, hey, called me up, said, wow, man, I'm moving up in the world. He worked for an automotive supplier, a very large corporation that many would know, and I wouldn't name it on your show.
Go ahead.
He said, God, they brought these two guys in, and they came from Pakistan, and he was training them. And he's thinking he's moving to the next level.
Yeah.
Six months later, I said, hey, this doesn't sound too good.
Right.
And he said, 6 months later, he went to the gate, and they wouldn't let him in.
Yeah.
And he was terminated as a contract employee. They wouldn't even let him in to get his office, his computer. They mailed it back to his house.
Oh, that's
terrible.
Dude
from Pakistan was on his way in and said, sucker!
Yeah. He's making $70,000 or $80,000 a year. They both started in the 40s, so they got two for one. That is so un-American. And I'm sick and tired of it. It's got to end.
Yeah, good point.
Good points, Paul. Appreciate the call. Let me try and get Jimmy from Manchester. Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah. Well, I'd also like to point out, piggybacking on what he was saying, we're running low on skilled trade workers, too, just plain carpenters, roofers, siders, electricians, plumbers. And us that are in the business are finding that we have to cut our wages to compete with illegals that are here already.
Yeah,
and so they're going to spend $4 billion on these people, and that's going to cause more inflation. And so it's almost as if they're importing a peasant class to destroy the middle class and in this country completely.
Yeah.
There'd only be two classes of citizenry.
Yeah, good points, Jimmy. Jimmy, let me let you go so I can get one more call in here before the thing, but that's a great point. Don, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary. How are you? This is Don.
Hey, Don.
Just about a week or so ago, there was a report in the radio that all the high schools in the country, in fact, L.A., 90% of the schools have canceled all the shop classes. They don't even have shop classes anymore. So there's no welders, there's no electricians. But Jimmy from Manchester is right on it. There's that part of the world has disappeared. Everybody thinks they got to go to college to make it in this world. And there's a lot of kids in this world that are not college kids.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of jobs that don't require college. You're exactly right, Don.
They need skilled trades, but they're canceling all them. They're getting rid of all the shop classes. There's no more auto shop, there's no more metal shop, wood shop, etc.
Yeah.
I'll let you go. Sounds like you're on the end of the time here.
We're it. Thanks, Don. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Don.
All right. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and educate yourself.
See you then.
See ya.